It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Bruins 5-1 winners last night over Detroit. They got four goals from Patrice Bergeron, all of them assisted from Brad Marchand. Mike Riley got the other goal as well. Jeremy Swayman, 14 saves in net. The team plays the Maple Leafs on Saturday night. The Celtics, they take down the Heat on the road last night. They did it without a great performance from Jason Tatum, but they get the win. 95-78, Jaylen Brown left the game with a hamstring injury. He finished with 17 points. The team wraps up their road trip in Dallas on Saturday night. Patriots-Panthers, they play on this Sunday in Carolina, and they missed J.C. Jackson at practice yesterday. He's dealing with an illness. Thursday night football, let's get the score right. It was 40. What was the final score? Why do I keep missing? What was that, Dan? Thank you. 45-30.
45-30.
You know what happened?
Final.
It was almost
the
backdoor cover in that one.
The Colts won. Okay.
And the Colts did win, just in case anybody's wondering. Odell Beckham is getting cut, and BC hosts Virginia Tech tonight. And let's not forget Northeastern Hockey, 7:30, 98.5 HD2, 98.5 thesportsup.com. Click on the Northeastern banner. Headlines brought to you by Drains by James. Don't let clogged pipes take out your home or office. Damage to clogged pipes? Contact Drains by James at drainsbyjames.com. I'm Joe Murray. I'll get it right in 30 minutes.
All the trolls come out at night.
Right. Forgot about that. Shame on me.
It's Adam Jones on the Sports Hub. This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
And these guys.
Oh, my Lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Meatball. Re-recline.
You are a dick.
My name is Macho Bell.
Bird.
Fantastic. It's at 3 o'clock. I have my first Manhattan.
Go Red Star.
Ah, we are the Toucher and Rich Show, and that is the sound of Monsieur Jamali. Mr. Mark Jamali, much to young Nicholas's consternation, his father has become an absolute superstar.
Well, I mean, he's also Uncle Mark, according to my kids. At the wedding, he came over, he's like, hey, say hello to your Uncle Mark, kids! He's already got him, he's promised him fishing trips.
So they have an uncle they're never going to see again. Way to go, Mark Jamali.
He'll see more than most of the real uncles.
They're going to be sitting on the stoop with a baseball glove and just hitting the ball into the glove, waiting for the uncle that never comes.
It's your Uncle Mark. Hey, you'll never see me again. Hey, Nicholas, get a load of this, kids. I bet your balls don't work no more on account of your sickness.
There'll be all the things that you never were.
That's right, baby. They'll get a real job.
All right, so anyway, Mark Jamel, he of three recliners.
Yep, and in his living room, three recliners. He always sleeps on a recliner and doesn't sleep in a bed.
He loves St. Anthony's Feast. He makes meatballs. He lives right there in the North End.
Yep.
And he got to see his only son married away to a fine young woman. And it just so happens, if you don't know this, Mark Jamali, back in the day, was in the Thelonious Monster, was around. They were contemporaries in L.A. of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep.
So you'll know Thelonious Monster, them Fishbone in Red Hot Chili Peppers, but Mark Gemelli was in Thelonious Monster. And what happened was the major label signed only the singer, and then it left the band high and dry. Mm-hmm. Mark went on to live his normal life. But we have tickets to give away to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now, we are not going to, we don't want the audience to play because you'll screw it up. So what happened is, Rich, what are we doing?
All right. So Mark Gemelli, a multi-talented man, as you were saying, Fred. And to give away the tickets, Fred, Mark Gemelli is going to be doing this.
Hey, this is Nick's dad, Mark Gemelli.
It's a meatball or a marble, for God's sake.
But today, I'm the newest member of the Red Hot Gemelli Peppers. Red Hot Gemelli Peppers.
So Mark Gemelli did heroin and forgot how to sing.
He used to wear a sock on his Dugan.
No, the Thelonious Monster, they just would fart into the mic was their big thing. But so Mark has, indeed, he's injecting heroin. He's talking nonsense and forgot how to sing.
Sure. And
so he's a member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's the Red Hot Gemelli Peppers. He's going to be in Fenway next year.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm going to be in Fenway.
That's right. I get to see Bird. That's going to be the highlight. He'll let me in.
Ah, Bird, look at you. I got a sock on my Johnson.
So Mark Gemelli, is the way it's going to work, Fred, is that Mark Gemelli has joined the Red Hot Gemelli Peppers, and he'll be doing the lyrics for four different Red Hot Chili Peppers songs. Fred, if you can name all four, then we are going to give away the tickets to a listener, and you can choose whatever caller you want. Sound
wow.
good?
You have to what name a prize
all
for me.
Four. How about that?
If I, you're saying if I win,
you have the honor.
I have the
of
honor
being nice
of,
to somebody
of giving away Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well,
tickets.
Would you want them instead, Fred?
No,
that's why I kind of figured you wanted to.
I would
that.
Not attend this show.
For Shanti back or no?
Yeah, for Shanti.
I saw them 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It sucked. I was pissed. They sucked. They whoever that guitarist was that wasn't John Frusciante.
Yeah, Frusciante's back.
That guy sucked.
Well, that guy was singing for Anthony Kiedis most of the songs.
He sucks.
Well, that was it.
So I agree with you. I love the Chili Peppers.
It wasn't Navarro?
No, it's not.
No,
it's
super
not
cool Dave
it's
Navarro.
Not the aeroplane dude.
No, Frusciante obviously is a talented guitar player. A little
anyone who died and comes back to life, I am in on.
Well, Frusciante used to look cool in the Mother's Milk era because he had the cool like mohawk, mm-hmm. and now he just looks like some slovenly hippie. All right, so all right. Rich, we are really selling these tickets.
So here's how it works.
Money well spent, Red Sox.
As I said, the opener is fantastic. St. Vincent is a good band. So here's how it's going to work. I will play for you. Mr. Mark Gemelli, doing lyrics for of a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. If you can name all four of them, Fred, we will give them away, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G, chicka-chicka-dee, do me like a banshee, lowbrow is how, swimming in the sound, oh, bow-wow-wow.
Okay, K-I-S-S-I-N-G, chicka-chicka-bee, da-da-da-da-da, here's how, bow, swimming in the sound, oh, no, da-da-da. That's not Stone Cold Bush.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Here's how coming in the thing. Wow, wow, wow.
Huge radio hit. Huge. Might be their biggest song. Well, second biggest.
Not giving away.
No. Well, third biggest.
Yeah, Jesus, Rich. You're throwing me way off.
It's third biggest.
Here's how.
Same
here's
album.
How swimming in the thing. Wow, wow, wow. Suck my kiss.
And I'm sailing, yeah. Yeah. Not in my meatball recipe. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Chicka-chicka-dee. Do me like a banshee. Lowbrow is how. Swimming in the sound. Oh, bow, wow, wow. Oh, baby, do me now. Do me here. I do allow. Hit me. You can't hurt me. Suck my kiss. Kiss me, please. Hey. Stick with this. Is she gonna curtsy? How dirty is this? Give it to me, sweet, sacred bliss. That mouth was made to suck my kiss.
Very good.
By the way, before he was in Thelonious Monster, he was in Bow Wow Wow.
I want candy.
He was saying during the recording, this is a dirty song, Nicholas.
I want candy. I'm in Bow Wow Wow. I want candy.
Can you imagine?
Joe, what is the name of this segment?
The Red Hot Jamelli.
The Red Hot Jamelli Peppers.
Yes. All right. So that was stuff. I don't know if that was a big radio hit, but okay.
They've Suck had, My Kiss?
Sure. No, not their third biggest. No.
They played at the Super Bowl.
All right. Listen, I knew it. I got it at the end of the day, but you threw me a little curveball there.
Spotify, so. All right. They're not all going to be that easy, Fred. So we might have been
giving Hachi Machi. You have to remember, I like one album by them. So this is going to be a little. I'm not listening to them on a regular basis.
All right, Fred. Can you name this song for the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
He'll be jumping on that little baby frumpin'. Say what? You got a pumpkin in your pants? Say what? You got a pumpkin in your pants?
Jesus, dude. Well, I've always often found myself reflecting on the lyrics of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's another thing, too, is you actually write out some of the stuff you're
saying. It's such nonsense.
Like, wow, this is really...
It's just, why are you in that band? The band would be so much better without you in it. Like, you're just the worst. The rest of the guys seem fine.
Fred, it's Gadam and Chump.
Oh, Jesus, I don't even know. What the hell album is that off of?
Gadam and Chump? Up with Mofo Party Plan, I believe.
Oh, well, all
right. Oh, come on, man, of course.
I mean, I had the album.
Get up and jump. Get up and jump. Get up, get up, get up and jump. Jump on up. Jump on down. Just jump and jump and jump around. I don't want to jump. I just want to sleep in my recliner. Jump a boy. Jump a girl. Jump a rope. Jump a joy. Just don't start jumping. He'll be jumping. Jumping on that little baby pumpkin. You got a pumpkin in your pants? You got a pumpkin in your pants? My friend has some socks they can borrow for their privates.
He does have socks. Two recliners.
Of
course, that is the huge hit.
Get up and jump.
Get up and jump, sounds like a really good song.
It is actually a very good song.
Yeah, they just want you to get up and jump, which is crisscross went and they got
the Red Hot Chamelli Peppers.
That's right.
All right. All right.
Can you name this song from Mark Jamelli singing the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Indeed, it may seem that we have strange ways, but we do it with compassion, and I don't believe in age. Travel around the world getting naked on stage, busting people out of their everyday cage.
Now, you know this one.
Oh, I do know this one. All right, travel around the world. It's off Mother's Milk.
Oh, yeah.
All right, travel around the world and make money at the stage, bust people out of their everyday cage. All right.
It's my favorite Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
It's on Mother's Milk. It's not Good Time Boys.
Oh.
It is Good Time Boys.
Indeed, it may seem that we have strange ways, but we do it with compassion. And I don't believe in age. Travel around the world getting naked on stage. Busting people out of their everyday cage. Oh, we like to think we make a sad man happy. And we like to make proud our mammies and our pappies. Good. Good time, boys. Make me feel good. Give me good times. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, Joe Murray, stop liking those pictures on Instagram. We can see.
All right, that Joe doesn't like that. You took you a long time to edit that, did you, Rich? I didn't notice. That sounded like someone just... that was like a ransom note. That was an audio ransom note where someone just took letters out of a magazine and put them in. No wonder you weren't here for the last segment with Bert. Jesus Christ.
It takes
Christ.
A little bit to get a...
It's a jigsaw gentleman. Puzzle right there. Hey, good time, boys.
It's like one of those...
Nick very familiar with the Good Time Boys song, obviously.
All right, Fred, finally... And here's one you should get. What song is the Red Hot Jamelli Peppers doing here?
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend.
Of that, of course, is the song The Love Letter on Heroin that is Under the Bridge.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love.
feel like I did that day.
Take me to the place I love.
Calhoun's. Take me all the way. I'm so disappointed in my son.
There you go.
All right. I am going to take the ball, and I'm going to run home with it and just give away these tickets anyway.
Are you? Oh, even though you went 3 for 4.
Yeah, well, I can't believe I didn't get jump up.
Get up and jump.
Get up and jump off. I haven't listened to Uplift Mofo Party Plans since I was 15. Since I've been able to drive, that album has not been played. I thought you were going to go party on my woo-woo.
No, you can't do that one.
Yeah. No, it would have been pretty funny if you did. Just his reaction. He could have censored out the word. All right. So in honor of Nick, to make things easy on him, car number 400, number 617-931-0985. I'm dead serious. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers
just like, oh my God.
At Fenway Park, September 10th of next year, and have a chance to be upgraded to general admission pit tickets. Get your tickets now before they sell out at redsox.com/redhotchilipeppers. And you never know, Mark Gemelli could go up on stage.
He could. He definitely could.
I'm sailing, yeah.
He's on Twitch right now. Yeah. He can answer your questions on Twitch. Oh, apparently, yeah. He is
Red
on Twitch.
Hot Chili Peppers. Not in my meatball recipe. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Chicka-chicka-dee. Do me like a banshee. Lowbrow is how. Swimming in the sun. Oh, bow, wow, wow. Oh, baby, do me now. Do me here. I do allow. Hit me. You can't hurt me. Suck my kiss. Kiss me, please.
Hooray.
Stick with this. Is she gonna curtsy?
How dirty is this?
Give it to me, sweet, sacred bliss. That mouth was made to suck my kiss.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
Richard and Rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I played the fourth set of drums. This is... It was us and Adam and the Ants. Malcolm McLaren put us together.
Who does this version?
This is the original version. The Bow Wow Wow.
Is this Bow Wow Wow?
Yeah, okay. That's why.
All right.
Malcolm McLaren, the Sex Pistols, Svengali, put this band together. With members of Adam and the Ants. Adam and the Ants, by the way, is a very good band.
I never minded that Goody Goody Two Shoes must be something inside.
Yeah, and Stand and Deliver is a legit, really good song. And Strip is a very good solo song by Adam Ant.
I don't know if I know that.
Adam and the Ants, a very underappreciated band. I don't know why more people weren't dressing like fancy pirates.
Speaking of why must we wear so much clothes?
And those songs strip. I'll strip for you, you strip for me.
I'll strip for you, you strip for me.
Basically the whole song.
The only problem is when I get nude, you can't tell. Straight legal, baby.
That's right. You just walk up and
I'm
down.
I'm like, pay the
hand over. That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Butts ain't illegal.
Speaking of Adam and the Ants, when I was in Vegas playing at the hotel was Billy Idol, and that brings quite a good-looking crowd.
I would imagine
it was
that.
Like, it was like being in Milan or Paris.
I can't imagine.
Fashion show.
I can't imagine like going, like being in Vegas and going, what do you want to do tonight? Like walk into this Billy Idol show. Like there's so much to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I was in Scranton or something and, like, you know, I'm on business.
Right.
And, like, Billy Idol was playing across the street from the hotel, I'd go.
And, like, the choices, like, that weekend were insane. I think that, you know, Lady Gaga had a show, like, across the street. I believe that, oh, man, who else? There was some other, well, of course, there was that big music festival. But then there was, oh, well, Kiss is going to have a residency that they had to cancel because of light ticket sales, which I thought was pretty funny. It was like, I think they were supposed to do 11 nights, and they just said, eh, we can't really even sell
that,
one.
That is a very bold.
Get Ace back. You're right, Fred. Get Ace and Peter back.
Oh, they got the original. If they got the original Kiss together, yeah, they saw it every night. They don't seem to realize that if they want to make that last great big payday.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to bring him back, and I bet you they realize it.
Yeah, you're probably right. At
Ace
this point.
Could. I think Ace is on good terms with them. I don't know about Peter.
I have to play something for Joe Murray here because I know this is something near and dear to his heart. Last night's game, Fred, I'm sorry. For a moment, I was feeling great for you because Mike White was lighting it up there at the beginning, and then, of course, all of a sudden, I didn't know why at first. He's standing on the sidelines, and then they had to go back and show you where he had messed up his finger. And sure enough, he's out. I don't know how long he's going to be out. Do
he
we know?
He said he's
going to
practice this week.
Yeah,
okay.
He thinks he'll be ready next week.
So maybe
but Wilson might play next week, so who knows?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a... Now, that's a real quarterback competition. Do you bring back Mike White or do you put Zach Wilson back?
Well, now you would bring...
I'd go White. Well, I'd go White and Johnson the rest of the night.
Well, no, they can't. They need Wilson to get game experience. But you could make the argument that you want to make him sit a week, another week, to make sure he's... "quote unquote ready mm-hmm. physically, but no, for they need him to take reps. Mike White's not the quarterback for this.
No, I'm not saying he's. I just the team's played a little better without Zach Wilson.
They played a lot better offensively without Zach Wilson.
I'll tell you, as a better man, the Jets are fun.
Well, let's talk about that because yesterday, what was the spread of the game?
10.5
Ten and a half.
Yeah.
So the Jets are getting blown out. The Colts, obviously, they're running away with it.
I was up late.
Okay, so they're about to put up 50 points. All of a sudden, the Jets. What?
Dan just said in my ears. Yeah, we know.
What's that?
When Joe said I was up late last night. Dan just said in my ears. Yeah,
you're saying the batteries are running down a little bit?
Nah, he's all right. He's all right.
No, Joe's been good.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's been great. But there was a moment where people are getting a little scared because, as you know, Joe, the Jets started making it interesting.
Yeah, I didn't see this. So, like, as soon as White got hurt, I bailed. I went to bed.
There was a minute left.
There was less. Yeah, there less, was about a minute left.
And the
Josh Johnson was on fire, man.
So Josh Johnson is on the Colts, 10-yard line?
Oh, yeah.
In danger of scoring, which of course would bust up everything.
Right.
All these bettors are freaking out. We'll talk about the definition of a bad beat.
And it would have been
cover.
It would have been the first time in history a team that was at one point trailing by that much got it down to a single digit lead.
Now this used to be something that you would only hear Brett Musburger say, but last night in the booth, listen to Joe Buck.
All right. They're smart. Because the only people that are up and still watching that game is have money on the game.
So listen to Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
The viewing audience. That's what I hear. From the 18.
Oh, hang on. At the beginning of that cut off for some reason.
I felt it on the touch.
Where is it? Beginning of this cut's cut off.
The viewing audience. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
From the 18 in a 15-point game. Maybe with someone in our booth.
Yeah, the beginning of that cut was cut off for some reason.
Underneath.
But they say this play might be of some interest to some people in our audience. So he goes, yeah, maybe even some people in this booth, because that would have screwed up everything. But
yeah,
because
if I'm calling those games, I got money on every game.
Yeah.
I mean, they drink during the game.
I can tell. Again, Musburger was the guy, man. I could tell who you. Al Michaels, I can tell.
Well, Al Michaels has money on every game, and he talks about it. Yeah. Like, Al Michaels talks about it. But I want them to have money on the game. I want them to have a rooting interest.
That's what
in
I
it.
Loved about the XFL and the AAF and all that. Like Steve Levy, I liked him as a commentator because he mentioned the spread during games.
If you are that close to the teams and you are covering the games around the league and requiring the travel and work, there's no way you have a quote unquote favorite team anymore. You just don't. So your rooting interest to have any kind of passion for what you're calling, you have to create some sort of juice on
way
it.
Of right getting into it.
So I would encourage the booth at all times to be betting on the game.
Well, on top of that,
I mean, not enough where like you're dying, like, you know, like we're
that's
like,
kind of funny though.
No, but then you're then if I'm a fan of the team that's you bet against, I'm like, all right, dude, like calm down. All of a sudden you're Jack Edwards.
I think every booth should have a guy who put their mortgage on the line.
Just
a random guy.
All right, fine.
Just so you can hear him scream.
So you would have Aikman, Buck, and then like Pauly.
Yeah.
All right. So
Aikman, Buck, and Lifshatz.
By the way,
it's a wrangle.
As you guys know, we both were on the Colts last night. This thing got interesting. And when I tell you, when they were on that play you just mentioned, first and goal from like the 10.
Yeah.
And I'm like, doom. Because that would have been the worst backdoor cover. That would have been one of the worst.
I did not watch that part live. Were there shenanigans leading up to that?
No. Nope.
Okay, so there was.
Oh no! The Colts only had two penalties called on them all game.
Yeah.
No wrangle. No wrangle on the Colts.
Okay.
There was no need.
This was
wrangle.
Vegas got it right down the middle. The Colts also late in the game were just kind of let's get out of here.
Yeah, I think the Josh Johnson stats were a little padded.
Well, think about just how times have changed. You turn on ESPN now, where it used to be, oh, we don't talk about, and now the spreads are all on there. They've got everything at the bottom of the screen.
There's a whole bad beat.
Yeah, Van Pelt's whole deal is that he's got some dude that gambles on everything on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, he's essentially got the guy that you're talking about.
Yep.
He's got some bald dude.
Who freaks out, yeah.
Yeah, and they just talk about how like they were betting on
stuff. But you are right. Last night wasn't a great game. The Colts blew them out. The Jets made it interesting early, and then it was all
It was another Jet game this year. As a fan of the Jets, there was no reason to watch it anymore because once Mike White got hurt, I'm not watching this game. The Colts had something like 250 yards before contact on rushing plays. Yeah. Like before do you know how many yards that is before you get hit?
Yeah, it's an excuse.
I don't know how that's possible. And the Jets have Mosley and Jenkins. They have the two guys back. They're two linebackers back. The guy's making a ton of money. This defensive line's supposed to be something. I mean, look at that nonsense.
He is fast. I mean, it's
not fast. You got to hit him. Fast, he's running right at you. He didn't do anything special. It wasn't Barry Sanders breaking ankles. Guy ran straight. That's inexcusable. But you guys know, I mean, it's Saleh, first-year coach on a short week. Jesus.
A ball was tipped at the line, by the way, for those.
I would have enjoyed Mike White, though, making this interesting. That would have been fun.
Oh, sure, because it started off.
And in the Jets beat writers, I feel bad for them because they were like, dude.
Finally, something that makes Jets fans want to pay attention to what's happening.
Right, so I flipped to the Bruins game, and Lockhart texted me, and he goes, the Jets fans can't have nice things. And I'm like, oh, my God, what now? And I turned back on the game, and there's nothing. They're not talking about anything. The Colts have the ball. And then Lockhart texts me and he's like, they're looking at Mike White on the sideline. And I'm like, dude, this is your chance. You got to get back in there. I don't care if you can feel your hand or not.
You see, I would have loved if it was almost like a Lynn Sanity situation. Remember how Carmelo Anthony was out? And then, of course, you've got Jeremy Lin comes in and he becomes this phenomenon. And everyone's like, well, what's going to happen when Carmelo comes back?
That Lin thing was ridiculous. I was in Anguilla. It might have been my honeymoon, but probably not. It was probably later than that. But I was in Anguilla at this resort. And, like, it's this really nice resort in Anguilla. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, they had this one TV, like, in the lobby. And there's all these, like, dudes. They'd brought their Knicks Lin jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, 20 dudes, like, watching Lin Sanity.
Think
get
of all
here.
Those years. Like, you know, the decade preceding it. Ever since then. Like, has there been has the Knicks gotten a bigger pop since when that happened?
No, and you can't tell me.
It was their moment.
No, there's no debating it. I know for a fact there hasn't been.
And you know what?
It was fun as hell. And there were dudes watching a regular season Knicks game on a beautiful day. They were around the TV at 3 o'clock in the afternoon like idiots watching the Knicks.
The only phenomenon in sports I can remember being bigger, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, was that run that Tebow went on near the end. Remember how he had kept having those miracle passes in Denver? And then, of course, Tom Brady, the Patriots, absolutely crushed that.
Yeah, that was
stomped on him here in Gillette.
That wasn't going to happen.
But, I mean, you want to talk about just like it's all anyone was talking about. At the time, it was Tebow, and now, or back then, it was Linsanity. And I was hoping we would have gotten something like that, because that stuff's fun as hell because you know it's going to end badly.
Yes. I mean, I've seen it. That Don Majkowski in Green Bay was that way. That was before they had Favre. Right. He went on this run. And the only reason I remember, and I've said it on the air many times, is they did a piece on him on the NFL Today, and he played Every Rose Has Its Thorn. He was like, but the best story though about something like that is, who's the kid from Oregon the Lions took on the quarterback?
Harrington.
So Joey Harrington was like the second pick in the draft, and the Jets or the Lions took him. And they did a piece on him where he played classical piano. He was like a pianist. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have done that. The signs. This blank. Oh, go play the piano, Harrington. You're too busy playing the piano. Oh, look at you, Twinkle Toes. Are you tickling the ivories? Oh, did not go over well with the Downriver fans.
I bet.
Yeah.
Somebody said Florida Gulf Coast at the NCAA tournament.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, that was horrible.
Dunk City.
I remember that.
The best is like people like that went to school there. Like, can you imagine where you're going to school? Oh, it's a basketball court with a classroom next to it.
Dunk City.
They even had a song.
How many rules they must have broken. I mean, the amount of nonsense they must have done. Remember we were getting like satellite shots of the campus?
It was hysterical.
And it was like literally a basketball gym with like an RV next to it.
Right. Never heard of us, but we knocking teams out.
I mean, they only made it to what, like the third round too? It was like the first two, they were amazing.
Sweet 16.
Yeah. They made like the Sweet 16.
Oh yeah, Sister Jean was another one. You know,
that's not anywhere near as big as. I mean, I know Sister Jean's always there, but I mean, Dunk City was something.
Yeah,
it wasn't Linsanity, and it wasn't Tebow.
Well, they had that commuter school go to the Final Four. George Mason.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Dan just reminded me that Florida Gulf Coast guy cashed in. The coach, he went to USC after that, right? He got like a huge job after that was done.
And what success he's had since then? When you can't pay kids and just go, we got a year of this. Let's go.
Yeah, where's the cash at Florida Gulf Coast University?
Someone did
something. Who's the benefactor?
Someone did something and they said, you got 2 years. Live it up. Because 2 years before the NCAA could do a proper investigation on us.
Did Chris Sale go there? Is that what you just told me? I didn't know that.
Really?
I had no idea.
Yeah, there's this school on, if you're going down 696 in Detroit, which is like 495 here, there is this tiny building off the highway, and it's Madonna College. And there's been like four or five major leaguers that have gone to Madonna College. I lived 10 miles from there. I don't know anyone who's went there. They never came for like college career day. It's just Madonna College.
Chris Sale just got elected into their Hall of Fame, I'm being told.
Well, that's a prestigious hall.
Big ceremony coming up. That's right.
Them and all the world leaders. Let's go to Florida Gulf. Let's Wikipedia Florida Gulf and notable alumni.
Well, I just want to know, like, how big is the school? Like, how many students do they have? It can't be more than, like, a couple thousand.
Oh, God, no.
Like, maybe 1,500? That's a tiny school.
I mean, my school was 2,200.
I mean, there can't be that many people.
Let's see notable alumni. alumni. Here we go. Jacob Barnes, pitcher. Richard Bear, pitcher. Sherwood Brown.
Did you interview a guy?
There's a NASCAR dude that went there. Would you really want that advertised? Did you ever see that South Park where Cartman goes into NASCAR? He goes, I'm dumber than all you. I'm going to go left on you.
1,000 students, by the way. That's what a postgraduate is, right? People have not graduated yet, so they have 1,000 students. Because it says undergraduate.
No, postgraduate is going to like school after.
Okay, well, then it's actually a pretty big school then. It's like 15,000 students.
I'm dumber than all you. I'm going to go left faster than you. I'm dumber than all of you.
Wow, Carmen, you were really dumb.
Yeah, I think I can win this thing.
I'm dumber than all of you, and I'm a bigger redneck than all of you.
I used to work for a station. We had to interview NASCAR guys, and at some point, I was just like, what do we ask them other than, like, why do you go left so much?
The best is just, like, people trying to get into it, and you're like, there's no...
I liked NASCAR, but it wasn't for the race itself. I mean, that part of that was fun. If you went to a mini, like, if you went to, like, Martinsville, where it's, like a half mile, that was awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure
there's accidents everywhere. The super speedways are boring. There's never anything that happens at a super speedway.
It just doesn't make any sense.
The people watching is unbelievable.
Great syndication up in New Hampshire right now. They love their racing. Let me tell you.
I don't want to turn them off. I got a career to worry about. I apologize for every word I'm saying. Dan, that's on you for not getting in my ear quicker. I can't have that.
Sorry, my bad.
I can't have. I mean, that talk about something that sucks. I mean, they will have it on at Atlanta bars. Like, they'll have it on. And, like, or, like, if you're at the airport and, like, you don't want to tell them to change the channel and it's on, and, like, you're at an airport bar and you're just like, how are you watching this?
Ever heard NASCAR on the radio?
I used to have to run the board for it.
That's what I did, too.
Run the time trials.
Ooh, ooh. Now, people watching, it is just primo. I sat behind a guy who had shaved a number 3 in his back hair.
Wow.
What was it? RSN? What was the?
The Motor Speedway.
It was racing. Something.
Yeah, the Racing Network. Or
I had to do time trials when I was in Cumming, Georgia. Yeah. On Fridays, I had to do the qualifying. Which is, by the way, a little bit more interesting than the race because at least it's how fast they go, and you go, I don't know. But they're describing a car by itself going around in a circle. No one likes it. No one likes that. No one likes it. It's like one of those things that you're like, I'm going to be this guy, and this is what I'm going to do.
It's a party. Like, that part of it, yeah, great. You go there.
All right. So you might want to go to the race and drink with your friends, but you might as well just be, like, you know, in your above-ground pool or whatever the hell you're doing. I mean, but
your inflatable hot tub like I have.
Yeah, like, if you want to go drink with your friends, I mean, that's fun to do. But don't tell me that you're, like, watching that on TV. There's no way. Like, that time that I flew to L.A. on the red eye, and I finally got to sleep, and Axel calls me on my hotel phone. Fred, what? Dale Earnhardt Jr. died.
No, Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Dale Earnhardt Sr. died. What? What are you waking me up? Get the hell out of here with that nonsense. Who cares? All right, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
It's slow.
Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pastrnak swings on left wing Riley. He'll speed into the zone, drops it for Marchand, returns, Bergeron right at the net, shoots. He scores! His second career four-goal game. Patrice Bergeron makes it 5-1 Bruins.
Schroeder to the top.
to the foul line. Pocket pass Horford to the corner Langford. Fakes the pass, goes into the lane, got tripped, finds Nesmith in the corner, and he rattles home a three.
Ooh, man, he has been huge tonight.
Aaron Nesmith with 11 points. He's the fifth Celtic in double figures to lead back to 19.
Hey, we're the Touch and Rich radio program. Where's Nick on? Has Nick gotten his winner yet for the Red Hot Chili Peppers? This is truly a marathon.
Nick, have you gone through the 400 callers yet, Nick?
We're getting a thumbs up. I think Mike just said he was in there, and Nick has finally labored through.
Okay.
So, you know what that means? Someone who really wanted the tickets won the tickets. Someone who's willing to call in probably 100 times.
That's right. Over and over and over again.
Won the Red Hot. So there will be one Red Hot Chili Peppers fan who is very... So, Patrice Bergeron had four goals last night, and that angers Joe Murray. Joe Murray is no fan of Patrice Bergeron.
No, I love Patrice Bergeron. Listen, the guy's a made guy. We can't say anything bad about the
game. I think he's earned that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any athlete in Boston sports that's earned it more than Patrice?
See, as far as I'm concerned, he is the one untouchable in that. You can say whatever you want about him, but in terms of he cannot play made, anywhere else. He needs to retire a Bruin.
But through seven games, he has looked old.
He is old.
Yes, he's looked it. He's on the last year of his deal. He's no longer the best player on his line. He's the third best player on his line.
Yeah, but look at the two people on his line. I mean, you have, first of all, arguably one of the best players in the NHL, if not the best. I mean, I'm saying
Brad Marchand's the best left wing.
All I'm saying is everyone's like, oh, Patrice Bergeron's back. They did it against Detroit. Four goals. Like, I know it was all on the power play, like, whatever. I'm just being a take guy. I don't know what.
But four goals
is.
Against any NHL. Yeah, it wasn't an exhibition game against Ferris State. I mean, it was against a hockey team who's won.
Yeah, great.
So,
four goals.
But nobody is sitting here saying that because Patrice Bergeron did that, all of a sudden that, you know, that.
Oh, you didn't see read the headlines?
Okay.
Oh, all the headlines out there. Bergeron scored four goals last night.
Yeah, he did. That's a fact.
For the people who think that he was, he's not putting in the effort this year or that he's washed up, think again. It's like, dude, yeah, he had four goals last night. Great. You're defending Bergeron. He hasn't been good.
I think everybody knows he hasn't been good, but if people are going, oh, thank goodness he finally scored, good. Maybe they're getting off the schneid. That's not a bad thing.
How do we know he hasn't been good, though? His face-off rate was very good.
Because he's had, how many shots on net? It's been like 17, and none of them have gone in.
All right, fair enough.
And the first line alone has not been anything to speak of.
But it's not like he's been bad. It's not like he's losing face-offs.
First line has not been good.
The first line has not been productive.
Sorry, I'm questioning Patrice Bergeron, everybody.
I think everybody knows that he's... I think you're creating a straw man here. People know he's older.
Actually, you think he's the third... Okay, all right. I'll just... No hot takes on this show today. Bergeron hasn't been good. He's been worn down. Every single run. Always. I love him. He's a made guy. All right? When I say made... People are going to be pissed that I'm saying this. So maybe, Joe, you don't know what he's talking about. You don't know hockey.
So you're saying he shouldn't be centering the first line?
No, you know what? I think they should split up the line to begin the perfection line.
And they've been doing that to try to get them to...
I know that. You know, all I'm saying
Pasternak's
is...
Pasternak's been moved around.
All I'm trying to say is, yes, the guy's one of the best guys in 37. It's going to be up there. Great.
Who are you arguing with?
I'm arguing with the people. I just don't like how you can't criticize people. You said something about Tom Brady for years, they'd call you up and criticize you. If I say that the guy, the last couple of years, do we agree that this team, the further they go, the worse they get?
Yes.
And he's the main reason why.
You think he's the main reason why?
I think Tuukka Rask at one point absolutely was the main reason. But he's not the best two-way player in that Blue Series. He was not.
So you think Tuukka Rask was the main reason that the further they got, the worse they
got? Forget about Tuukka Rask. I'm talking about Bergeron. Bergeron at times, and I know people are going to kill me. Joe, you don't know what you're talking about. Can we just be honest? Just like you're saying to me right now, Rich. Well, yeah, we know those things. We know this about Bergeron. That's all. I'm just stating the facts just like you're stating the facts.
I think it's just for Bruins fans, it felt good to see a guy that you know has it in him actually get out there and bust it open.
When the Patriots
night.
Win a big game and score 54 points, what do people say after it? It was the Jets, right?
Right.
So I can't say he scored four goals last night against Detroit?
I think it's a different animal. I think that, and by the way, Mac Jones wasn't great in that Jets game.
Mac Jones wasn't even good last week.
Yeah, no, well, we know. Well, that I know. But I mean,
thought he was pretty good in that Jets game.
He wasn't that great. Ask anyone who covers the team; they'll tell you.
I think most people thought he did a good job.
No.
I think the only game that he's been criticized for was last week.
No, he's criticized for the Jets.
But you know what I'm getting right now? This is why Joe Mari's not a full time employee. Oh, this is why Joe Mari stayed up late. I watched the damn Bruins last night. He scored four goals against a crap Detroit team.
It's not because you're criticizing Bergeron; it's because you're arguing with no one.
No, he's arguing with the audience.
Literally, I'm getting trashed for my take.
That's fine.
So I'm arguing with nobody.
I like that. So if you have to... Well, stop that.
So you're belittling him. Did Joe have the under on that Bees game? No, I can't.
No, I didn't even bet on the game.
You're like condescending towards
Joe. Like usual, Joe Murray's take is absurd.
It's because I don't understand the take.
But he's... Do
you understand the take?
Yes.
What is the take?
Because I understand what he's doing.
He's not the guy he was anymore.
But everybody knows that.
No, they don't, because he's finding on Twitter right now, people are yelling at him.
Now, are they yelling at him because they don't want to?
He's telling you why they're not listening.
They don't respect me. They don't respect anything I say. I'm a part-time guy in for John Wallach. I'm here giving an actual take on a radio show.
That's a slight on John Wallach.
No, that's not a slight. Can we come in the show with give takes anymore? Can we not do that on the Tucker and Rich show?
I don't get.
That's a
slight on me and Fred.
Let's
help both of you guys. We're overrating a four-goal performance.
Let's break and come back and continue this discussion. You are allowed to do whatever you want on this show.
617. In fact, I like it. 98.5.
Well, Nick has stopped answering the phone altogether. I mean, he really has.
We're excited about a guy who scored full goal. Oh, he's back, everybody. He's back.
It's all a feel-good moment.
All right, let's continue this. Let's continue this conversation. If you're passionate about this, I want to discuss this. And Nick, you have to answer the phones. I know it was hard for you to answer the phone 400 times. There's guys out there digging ditches. Let's go. Let's start answering the phones. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.